As the clock ran down at the end of last week's fifth and deciding game of the WNBA Finals, the one that brought a championship to the Washington Mystics for the first time in the 22-year history of the franchise, I got, well, a little misty. With a couple of exceptions, I know any of the players. I didn't go to any games this year, and I haven't been to a Mystics game in at least 5 years. But for those two decades plus, the Washington Mystics have been as much a part of my summers as hot dogs, hamburgers, and fireworks on the 4th of July. However, while the aforementioned are almost always guaranteed to provide joy, watching and rooting for the Mystics has, until last Thursday, been a bittersweet proposition. Take that inaugural 1998 season, for instance. The Mystics, who joined the WNBA as an expansion team in the league's second season, won their home opener before a record crowd of nearly 21,000. 2 months later, that first season ended with a 105-69 home loss to Charlotte, one of 27 setbacks in a 30-game schedule. Things were hardly that magical as that first night for a long time. Oh, the Mystics would get close to success here and there, where there was mostly losing and mediocrity. That and turmoil. They managed to convince the great Pat Summitt to come in and serve as a de facto general manager while keeping her day job as coach at Tennessee. It was one of the late Summitt's few setbacks in her dazzling career. Over the seasons, players came and went. So did the coaches, five in the franchise's first 6 seasons. And the crowds, which had been the envy of the league, eventually dwindled. In the process, the Mystics earned the nickname the Mistakes and became irrelevant, which is the worst thing to be in a status-conscious city like Washington. But the team's fortune took a decided turn following the 2012 season when they hired Mike Thibault to be coach and general manager. Thibault, who had served similar roles with the Connecticut Sun after being an assistant in the NBA, brought a low-key, no-nonsense approach. He put his head down and set about building a winner. The Mystics showed some slow improvement in Thibault's first 4 years before he rolled the dice and traded a package of promising young players and draft picks to Chicago for talented forward Elena Delladon. The 6'5" Delladon brought star power and a graceful game. Adding her to Belgian forward Emma Meeseman, the MVP of the finals, was an important step. Then, Thibault brought in former Maryland star Christy Tolliver before last season, and the Mystics took off. They were swept in the league finals last season, but used that hurt and the energy from a new, smaller arena to compile the best record in the WNBA this season, culminating in Thursday's win over Thibault's old team, the Sun, for the title. It'll be another 9 months before I can, but I will get to a Mystics game next summer. I have to see that banner. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com. And follow me on Twitter at sportsatlarge. Until next week, for all of us here, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the games.